This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. With a deadline less than 24 hours away, United Auto workers are planning to strike General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
With a strike deadline getting closer, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says offers from the companies are not enough and that the union is getting ready to strike. It would be the first time in the union's 80-plus year history that it struck all three companies at the same time. In an online address to members, Fain said General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their initial wage offers but have rejected some of the union's other demands. The union is threatening to strike if an agreement has not been reached by 11:59 p.m. Thursday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy appears to have won over even the most reluctant Republicans in his move to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McCarthy says there are so many questions about Biden family business dealings, and lawmakers must be able to get answers.
All that impeachment inquiry does is provide Congress the opportunity.
After a closed-door meeting with McCarthy, several Republicans said there is compelling evidence. Some say the sooner they can go after the president, the better, though some urge that the House vote to move ahead and legitimize the process. At the White House, President Biden ignored questions about the probe minutes earlier.
There is no evidence. The evidence does not exist, and this is a political stunt.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said the allegations are baseless, and the president has done nothing wrong. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for details, for much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, and the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The top Air Force commander for Europe and Africa says the U.S. military has resumed a large amount of counterterrorism missions in Niger, flying drones and other aircraft out of Niger's air bases more than a month after a coup temporarily halted all of those activities there. Since the July coup, U.S. forces have been largely confined to their bases, but the recent negotiations with the junta have allowed some of the counterterrorism missions to resume. In Morocco, international rescue crews are still recovering bodies days after a massive earthquake struck the country. AP correspondent Karen Chambas has that story.
Bulldozers, rescue crews, and Moroccan first responders work around the clock trying to dig through the wreckage to unearth the 8 to 10 corpses still underneath. This is the village of Imin Tala, located high in the Atlas Mountains. During the Moroccan earthquake, a slice of rock tumbled down and crushed the village. Resident Aid Ugadir Al-Hussein told the AP, "We have 93 homes in this village and all were destroyed. There were three families that all vanished. My sister and my niece and my uncle's wife and my cousin. Eight people from my family died." Moroccan authorities have reported more than 2,900 deaths. I'm Karen Chamas.
A federal judge has blocked an effort by the governor of the U.S. state of New Mexico to ban the right to carry guns in the Albuquerque area after a rash of recent deaths. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A flurry of lawsuits had been filed after Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham imposed an emergency health order last week, suspending the right to carry weapons in public places. Attorney Jason Bowles represents the National Association for Gun Rights and says on KOATTV,
"The judge absolutely made the right decision. Judge applied the Second Amendment, which prohibits this kind of outright ban on carry of firearms by law-abiding citizens."
This Albuquerque area resident, Audrey Trujillo, says,
"You can't just go and put a banding on it because it's not going to go away."
Even the judge said he didn't blame the governor for trying to do something, but his ruling had to be based on the Constitution. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Bermuda prepared Thursday for rain from the outer bands of Hurricane Lee as the storm passes the west area of the island. Authorities closed schools, suspended ferry service while issuing high surf warnings. The National Hurricane Center says the storm could bring between 2 to 5 centimeters of rain to Bermuda by early Friday. Forecasters expect the storm to reach the New England area of the U.S. by in the coming days. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.